Welcome to Gospel Mission Church's Message Podcast. We pray that God will meet you in this time with a fresh revelation of His love for you and that you will be challenged to align with the amazing plans that God has waiting for you. Here's this week's message from Pastor Claude.
So we are in this series of ingredients for healthy relationships. If I ask you this question, how many of you would say all your relationships are perfect? Not really, right? We live in a broken world, and one of the reasons why we sometimes struggle in a relationship is because of our humanity. But when I look at Isaiah 61, verse 1, it talks about the mission of Jesus. And Jesus also reminds us, or when we look in the Gospels, we find Jesus reading this, unrolling the scroll and talking about his mission of Isaiah 61, verse 1, where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the broken heart, to set the captives free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor," meaning the year of grace. "And also he came to trade our sorrow into joy, the garment of praise instead of the garment instead of ashes." And it's pretty amazing what Jesus came to do. But when we look at this journey of ours, the only way that we can see Christ through us is to see Christ in us, right? And so the reality is to be like Jesus, or to walk a life that honors God by the way that we relate with other people. It's a God thing. It needs to be inspired by God. It needs to be led by God. It needs to be inspired in a way that it's found in Him. And so I want to lay the foundation today. I don't want you to walk in condemnation. I don't want you to leave here discouraged. But I want you to realize that with God, and God working through us, we're able to build healthy relationship. And when it comes to healthy relationship, it really refers to growing relationship. Can you say that to your neighbor? Growing relationship. That's what we're aiming. It's to grow in our relationships. I understand that we can't be close to everyone, and there's some relationships that are temporary. I look at my own journey, your journey. I remember being in Bible college. I was very close to a lot of guys, but now we're not as close. And actually, when it comes to some of those relationships, I'm still in connection with guys of 37 years ago. Not with all of them, but with some people, with some of them. And mostly with people that we did the effort to stay connected. Okay? And it's the same thing when it comes to relationship in life. We can't be close to everyone, but the relationships that we are close is it's the relationship that we have invested in. Would you agree? And there's some relationships that are temporary, and we enjoy them for that season, but there's other relationships that are not. And so there's relationships that are not temporary. That would be your marriage, your sibling, your family, those that are close to you. And so what we want is that we want to grow in these relationships. And when it comes to growing in relationship, it's not always easy. And there's relationships that we're called to fight for. Would you agree? And so there's relationship we're called to fight for. I used to do a lot of premarital counseling in my years. Now I don't do it as much. But one of the things I would do with the couple, and if you're not married, it can be applied to any situation, I would tell them. So you're getting married. Getting married is like buying a field or a piece of lot. You have a land, and now you're going to build on that lot. So the question I asked them, "So what kind of material are you going to use?" And then I would talk about the Bible, using humility, using love, using grace instead of pride, jealousy, and so on. Then I would say, "What kind of blueprint are you going to follow? Are you going to follow the blueprint of the world? Are you going to be following your own blueprint? Or are you going to go to the Word of God and find what God has intended for you?" And also I would ask them, "Are you willing to work hard? Are you willing to invest time? Because it's not going to happen on its own." And so at the same time, when I asked them that, I don't think they realize what I'm really asking, right? Because there's some of them, when their eyes are all big and they think that marriage is an end to itself, and when they're going to be married, it's going to be peachy, and life is going to be with no stress anymore because they finally reached their goal. And we know for those that are married, this is not true, right? But I would challenge them on you need to work hard. And I would finish with this. You will live in the house that you build. That's a little scary, right? You will live in the house that you build. And so when it comes to our relationship, the relationship that we have, I know it's a two-way street, that it cannot only fall on me, but the reality is that I will live in the relationships that I've made. And so it's important for us to be aware of that. Are you still with me? And so what I'd like to talk about today is there's a lot of ingredients we could talk about when it comes to building healthy relationship. But the ingredient I want to bring forward this morning is that we need to put the effort and courage in our relationship. Can you say that? Can you say that to your neighbor? I need effort and I need courage. I need effort and I need courage. When we understand, and you know, it's impossible to have perfect relationships. Just can't. Like I said, because of our humanity. But there needs to be a focus on growth. Would you agree? There needs to be a focus on personal growth, on steps taken. I remember the first time I said to Micheline, I love you. And I said, je t'aime. It was in French. Je t'aime, Micheline. I remember that. I had goosebumps. It was like an emotional moment. And I meant it. But after 37 years, my love for her is totally different than 37 years ago. It's way more deeper. It has crossed. We have journeyed together. We've crossed hardship. We lost loved ones in the process. We've changed place, church. It's been a journey. And one of the things that we committed to at that time in that journey is to make sure that we're going forward. We're moving forward. We understood that it's impossible to aim at perfection, but what we choose to work on is let's grow together. Like we hear this expression, let's grow old together, right? But when it comes to growing old together, it talks about journeying together in a place where we invest in each other and we're moving forward together, right? And I've said this before, my mental picture that I have when it comes to marriage, it's to see myself rocking on this balcony, and when I'm in my 90s, looking at my wife and say, this is an amazing journey, and we did it together. But I realize, and you realize too, that if that's what you want to see, but beyond marriage, healthy relationship, it will cost you something. It costs you something. To have healthy relationship, it doesn't happen by itself. It will cost you engagement. It will cost prayer. It will cost humility, brokenness, surrender, and the list goes on. And that's what I'd like to focus on this morning, is that if we want to have growing relationship, we need to realize there's going to be a cost. And Jesus talks about that in so many different stories in the gospel, where he talks about the guy, before he builds a tower, he calculates the price. And we think about the young rich ruler when Jesus said, go and sell all that you have and follow me. It was a choice that the guy needed to make. And when it comes to life, when it comes to a relationship, we need to realize healthy relationships don't happen by accident. You know how they happen? Is when you give yourself to the cause and you try to see Christ reign through you and flow through you, but it's hard work. It really is. Effort and courage leads to growth. It really does. And so I need to see that. Effort and courage is needed. Your relationship will be what you put in. I really believe that. One of the things that sometimes we struggle We disconnect investment to expect with expectation. Relationships require investment, not just expectation. What happened is that we might have expectations. And it's normal, it's human to have expectations. And you might have expectation of your wife, your husband, your siblings, your coworker, your parents, and you have expectations. But you have to realize that to see something go forward or something to be fixed or something to grow or something to prosper, it needs investment. It really, really does. At Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23 says, "Work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty." So for sure here it talks about working physically, but I think it's a principle that we're called to live by, realizing that I cannot only live with expectation. It's too easy to place expectations on you and not for me to do what I'm called to do. Does that make sense? If I want to have meaningful result in any area of life, I must be intentional when it comes to investing in that area. And so when it comes to the solution of my relationship, I'm part of the equation. I'm part of the answer. You know, what needs to happen is expectation without investment leads to disappointment. If you are not willing to invest in a relationship and you have expectation, you will be disappointed. You will. Because it's not going to work only on one way. It has to be a two-way thing. And I've got to look at my role. What is God asking me to do? And I have to stop expecting what I'm not willing to give. Look at your situation. If you're not willing to give something, don't expect it. Right? And sometimes what happens is we sit on the sideline and we have expectation. If you're married, you've done that. If you are with family, you've done that. If you are in relationship, you have done that, where you are not doing what you're called to do, but you have expectation of other people doing it. It's not going to work. It's not going to be healthy. You know, if someone becomes a carpet for to make unity, it's not going to work. Meaning, it needs two ways. It needs, you got to come together. Love requires action and not just desires. Can I get your attention on this? Oh, I desire my marriage to be better. I desire that I would have a better relationship with my son or my daughter that's not following the Lord. I desire this, I desire that, I desire that and this. But what needs to happen is that I need to engage myself. I've got to step forward. I've got to pay the price, if I can say it this way. It needs an action. It needs my participation. And what happens, what we do, and we're called to pray, get me right. We're called to seek the Lord. But sometimes, listen to this, sometimes we expect God to fix what we're called to fix. Sometimes we put it on the back of God, you fix it, when God is saying, you go forward, I will equip you. I will give you what you need. I will give you the grace. I'll give you greater love and compassion, and I will give you the wisdom needed, but you have to step out. And I think it's so huge to have growing relationship. It needs my participation. I got to be involved in the process. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary of doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest." So there's a promise here that if you do not stop giving, moving forward, God will send you a harvest. And it's linked to, it pivots on this truth, if you don't give up. You don't give up. So when it comes to our relationships, and our relationships are challenged, right? I know we said that before. The first thing the enemy wanted to do in the garden was to put a wedge between man and God, man and wife, and brothers against brothers. It's all about the war is happening on relationship. You say, where will be the spiritual war? Where is a warfare? It's in your relationship. Like you might be here and you might be a young adult and you struggle with your parents, or you might be a parent, you're struggling with a son and a daughter that is going their own route. Whatever the situation is, this is where the battle is. And I cannot, as a French Canadian will say, I cannot hang my skates. I cannot stop moving forward. I cannot stop doing what I'm called to do. I'm called to, and we've shared that. It's a principle to live by in every situation. We are called to sow, and we're called to water. And God causes us to grow, but I cannot stop sowing. I cannot stop watering. In your relationship that are worth fighting, I challenge you not to stop sowing, not to stop watering. Because the thing is, God wants to use you to bring reconciliation. But beyond that, as God wants to use you, He's also changing you. Because you're putting yourself in the place where you say, God, I want you to use me. So He's going to change you and mold you. And I think that's amazing. In Romans chapter 12, verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. And that's a hard thing. Can you say to your neighbor, that's hard? Be devoted. It's a strong word. It doesn't talk about casual here. Be devoted to one another in love. Not just be devoted to one another in love, in the agape love that Brenton was talking about last week. It's a big deal. And honor one another about yourself. It's like when you for a moment, you don't think about your situation. You think about their situation, and you want to bless. That's crazy, right? It really is. So effort and courage is a price tag for meaningful relationships. Did you get this? What is the price tag for a growing relationship? It's effort and courage. And Jesus showed us this way in John chapter 13, Last Supper, and the ultimate picture of that is the cross. But in John chapter 13, he gets his disciples, the 12 of them, and at that point, he starts to wash the feet of his disciples. And why did Jesus do that? He was teaching us to do the same. When you wash the feet of someone, you have to go on your knees. When you wash the feet of someone, you're touching dirty feet. And it's not like today, you know how it was in biblical time, right? Sandals, dirt, and so on, right? So it's going on your knees, taking a towel, touching toes. Not very exciting, right? I don't know if they had any warts in that time, but, you know, a big one under the foot, I don't know. Then you see the toe and you see the feet and you say, ah. So you're bending, you're going on your knees and you're washing the feet of the people that are around you. And Jesus, listen, Jesus knew that these guys would betray him or walk away and hide. But Jesus knew also that he was not done working in their lives and that he would reveal himself, and we see them at the upper room. But what a picture. And it's hard to do that. Would you agree? It takes courage to go on your knees, to wash someone else's feet, and to love on them. And that's the calling that we all receive. It's not only to the person that you wish they would do it to you, right? But it's also the call that you have. It's hard work. Healthy relationship and growing relationship doesn't come in a vacuum. It needs your participation. It needs conversation. It needs surrender. It needs humility. It needs honesty. There's so much that is needed. But definitely, it needs effort. Definitely, it needs effort. Like, effort requires intentionality. Healthy relationships don't just happen. They are built. Every healthy relationship are built. They're built. Craig Rochelle said, you will never drift into a great relationship. You have to build one. And you know what building is, right? Well, I don't. I suck in building stuff. That's my wife. But I understand the call to put the effort to go beyond myself, the sweat, the fatigue, the cost. You see? And this is where we live in a society today that there's no more cost. We dispose of things very easy, right? You have your, you have your washing machine, and it comes to the point that to replace the parts, it's almost the same price as buying a new one. So what do you do with the old? And here you go with the new, right? And so we are not very good at fixing things. But when it comes to relationship, you just can't change. You've got to work it through. And I like what Proverbs 24, verse 30 says. It talks, I walk by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of the one with no common sense. And I saw that it was overgrown with needles. It was covered with weed. It walls were broken down. Then I looked and thought about it, and I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on me like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. And here, this is where, if you apply in this text and what I'm trying to convey to you, is that when you do nothing, there's a consequence of that. When in your relationship with your wife, you do nothing. A relationship with your kids, you do nothing. You close up, you find yourself other stuff to do. What happens is that it's gonna grow wild. We live in this degeneration reality. Whatever you don't mow will go wild. And so you can't let what God has given you go wild. So you gotta do something about it. Like I said earlier this morning, like Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, where God gives us what we need. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, we see the fruit of the Spirit in us, where we are being transformed from glory to glory, where we are not like we used to, but because of the reality of the Holy Spirit and the submission to Him, what happened is we behave like Christ. So that's what we want to see, right? But I need to intentionally invest in my relationship. They don't grow by accident. It has to be intentional. Can you say to your neighbor, intentional? It has to be intentional. It has to be intentional. It has to be intentional. It doesn't happen by itself. It costs you something. It involves you. Do a step. Whatever, but you can't just sit back and just expect things to fall in place without your participation. See, that's huge, right? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, listen to this. Be completely humble and gentle. Again, God, I can't do it on my own. I need the power of your Holy Spirit. Be patient, bearing one another in love. Look at what it says in verse 3. Make every effort. Can you say that to your neighbor one last time? Make every effort. You don't tell, you want to say that to your wife, right, or to your husband. Make every effort. Come on. Make some effort. Makes occasional effort. Let me pray about that, if I should make any effort. I have to discern about that, you know. I'm going to talk to my counselor on should I make every effort. Make every effort to keep the unity of spirit through the bond of peace. That's the call that we have as believers. That's what Jesus came to do. He made every effort for us to be reconciled with Him. It's powerful. Like, effort and courage means overcoming obstacles. Love isn't easy, but it's worth the work. Like, it's worth the work. There's a reward. And you don't want to miss on the reward. If you sow and you water, it will grow. It's beyond you. I don't know. I can't tell you the timeline. I can't tell you, but there's going to be a fruit of your sowing and your watering. This is this illustration I want to give of two forming brothers who had a bitter dispute, And the creek separated the two lands. One brother wanted to build a bridge, and the other wanted to build a fence. It takes effort to build a bridge. But it also, listen, it also takes effort to build a fence. So where am I going to spend my energy? Building a bridge or building a fence? But you might say, well, you know, I don't know if he's going to cross that bridge. But did you create or did you give that option? Or did you create a fence? For sure, if you create a fence, there's no bridge, right? So, like I said, any relationship will face challenges and disagreement. Why? Because of our humanity. But one of the things that we need to realize, we got to work through our issues. We can't walk away from them. Like I said, we have a tendency to do that. Great relationships aren't great because they have no problems. They are great because both people care enough to find a way to make it work. That's how marriage works. That's how marriage works, guys. As you work at it, you talk about it, you're patient, and sometimes you have to retry. And sometimes you have to retry, but you don't give up. You don't give up. I like what it says in Proverbs 11, verse 19, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. What it's saying here, it doesn't say not to address stuff, but what it's saying in our language today, it's not to walk in your relationship with sticky notes, and you're taking notes. Aha, aha, aha. So it shows what it says to us, that you have to let things go. You got to let things go. You got to forgive. That's a topic on its own, right? Like, I've got this verse somewhere here that I forgot to read, and it's it talks about, give me a second, Proverbs 18, verse 24. A man who has friends must himself be friendly. So you might say, well, I can't build friends. I can't build friendship. Well, if you're not friendly, you won't have any friends. You got to start to be friendly and you'll have friends. That's where you build a bridge, you know? And I want to wrap up with this amazing text that summarizes the gospel, one of the most revealing texts about the Christ, about our Jesus. It's found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, and the challenge he's giving us as his people. It reflects Christ's example. It says in chapter 2, verse 1, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, we say yes to that, right? Yes. Any comfort from his love? Yes. Any fellowship with the Spirit? Unreal. Wow. Any tenderness and compassion? Absolutely. Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Because of what Jesus did, that's what Paul is saying, that's why we do what we do. Then he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each one of you should look at not at your own interests, but at the interests of others. And look what he says. This is where the tire hits the road. Your attitude should be the same as of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, forgot his rights, my rights. He let it go. Wow. But he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. It talks about he became a slave servant here. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Unreal. So that's the picture we have. So when we look at this, was there work there? Was there any effort there? Tremendous effort. It cost his life. He laid his life down. He left the glory of heaven. He decided to live like us, depending on the Holy Spirit. and he laid his life down, became a curse, Galatians says, because he was on the cross, and according to the Jews, it was a curse to be crucified. And he did that. And it says, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Like, I like that, therefore, God exalted him. And that's what I want for you. And that's what I want for me, where I can walk in my calling. I can walk in freedom. But there's a cost. And it's linked to surrender. Like I said, when we look at this text, we see Jesus' effort. So when it comes to your relationship and people in your life, look at where you are in a relationship. Those, I'm not talking here about if you believe you got to restore, if you got to talk to someone 35 years ago, fine. There's relationship that I understand that are like, when I'm talking about that is that there's relationship that are temporary and they're people are in part of your life for a season and then you move on. But there's other relationships that are not temporary. And that's what I'm talking about. There's a cost. Like Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You put on love, and Brendan was talking about that last week. In Romans 13, verse 12 says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Do like him. Do like him. So I'm looking at the time. I've got to wrap up here. I want to challenge you. I want you to see that the relationships that are close to you are worth fighting for. Just don't shut the door. They're worth fighting for. And you know what's going to be needed? Your effort. In your marriage, with your family, those that are close to you, it will cost effort and courage. It will. But ask God to help you. Realize that you're not alone in this. Like, the same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in us. And by the Spirit of God, I can do what I can't do. I need God's grace. But when I look at the example of Jesus, I cannot live and close my heart when he laid everything down. There's no excuse and reason for me to shut myself down. So my prayer for you is that you say, God, lead me, show me, here I am. Give me a heart, a tenderness, a grace, and a desire to try again, to show love, to do what I'm called to do. I know that every situation is not the same, and you might come and see me after the services, but you don't know my situation, and I don't know your situation. And I know I can't. I understand that our context can be different, and you might be living things differently, or you might be in an awkward situation, but you still can put your feet in that direction and say, God, use me. I don't want to shut myself down. Amen. I would ask you to stand. Father God, we're so in awe of you and your son. We're so in awe of you that you gave your son so that we can be reconciled with you. And Jesus, we're so in awe that you did let yourself be crucified on the wood, on a tree, so that we can be reconciled. And Holy Spirit, we can't live like Jesus without you. We need your empowerment. We need your grace. We need you to do a deep work in our hearts. But Father, I just pray that there would be in our hearts a desire to reach out, a desire to touch and invest in the relationships that are around. Father, I lift up every marriage represented here, every marriage represented here. Father, I want to raise up every family represented here. Father, close relationship, friends, and people that we've walked with for many years. Father, I just pray for healing and restoration. And courage. Father, give us courage to be those that are called reconcilers because of you in us and because of you through us. So be glorified in our lives, Father. We need your help. We open our hearts up. We say, have your way. We thank you that you instruct us and you lead us because this is who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If there's anything we can do to help you along in your journey, email prayer@gmchurch.ca. If you'd like to see what's coming up at Gospel Mission Church or learn more about us, visit gmchurch.ca.